Our Lady herself explains to us how important this message of the Lady of All Nations is to human history and how important this fifth Marian dogma is to Marian history. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, and we're going through a series entitled The Messages of the Lady of All Nations and the Fifth Marian Dogma. In this particular December 31st, 1951 message, Our Lady continues to underscore that this dogma, the dogma of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, will be the final Marian dogma in history. And she's also talking about how this title of co-redemptrix will be something that also ushers a history of unprecedented notoriety. In other words, this is something that is true for us, and our question is, what's our role with this? How are we called to participate in this making of Marian history? Let's go to Our Lady's words as reported by Ida Pertemann, the visionary, in this December 31st, 1951 message. Now again, the Lady allows me to see her picture clearly. It looks as though she came forward. Then the Lady says, quote, transmit the following exactly. The Father, the Lord and Master, has willed the handmaid of the Lord to come into this world as Miriam, or Mary. She was chosen from among all women as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Say to your theologians, she was made co-redemptrix already at the beginning. Now, Our Lady here is saying, once again, that God the Father wanted a woman involved in the work of salvation. That's an easy enough theme, as a woman was involved in the loss of salvation. The first Eve, and then Our Lady, the new Eve. And she's talking about, she starts as Mary, but as soon as she says yes to the Archangel Gabriel to participate in the work of redemption, she takes on a new role. She is co-redemptrix. Because she takes on a new role, she rightly takes on a new title, the title of co-redemptrix. This is not so difficult to understand. A woman who becomes married takes on a new role as wife and, God willing, as mother. She takes on a new title, Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Jones. So with the role comes the title. Mary is beginning as Miriam, as Mary, but when she says yes, she becomes the co-redemptrix. Our Lady continues, this time is our time. Now the Father and the Son want to be asked to send the Spirit. I have taught you that simple prayer and let you see how I wish to have it spread over the world. Well then, carry these directions into effect. The simple prayer has been given for the benefit of all nations. Do your work and see to it that it is made known everywhere. Then I say to the Lady, how can I do this if I am being prevented all the time? The Lady smiles at me, saying, you should do what I say. Go to your bishop and tell him that I desire to be the Lady of All Nations, who is sent by the Father at this time. Once more, I wish to make it clear. The Church of Rome should refrain from everything that is in conflict with its teaching. All right, then, this movement is not in conflict with its teaching. Time presses. Consider that well. All nations groan under the yoke of Satan. How much he is gaining ground, nobody can tell. I warn all people of the world. Time is serious and pressing. Now a favorable moment has come for the Church of Rome. She will become stronger in the measure the fight increases. And again, I'm constantly reminded by the fact that this is a message of over 55 years ago, talking about the yoke of Satan being strong in the world. In our own realism, and my friends, as Christians, this is a realism that always has hope. This is never a desperation, never something that should lead us to despair. But in reality, I think we can say in that same peace and in that same truth, the world has never been worse since Jesus walked the earth in terms of family breakdown, in terms of the wars and the terrorism threats, in terms of financial collapse, in terms of natural disaster, in terms of efforts to try to clone, in terms of abortion. We all know the list. Our Lady is bringing us a remedy, and she's saying, pray that prayer. give that 30 seconds or 45 seconds a day to release the Holy Spirit anew to come into our world to help prevent degeneration, disaster, war. And she's calling the Church of Rome, she's calling the Holy See to respond. Of course, the Holy See could never do something that would be against the faith and moral teachings of the Church. Our Lady points out, okay, there's no conflict. This is doctrine. This isn't anything new. This is the existing teachings of the Church regarding Our Lady. That Rome will grow stronger to the extent that she takes on this fight. Our Lady then continues, the Lady of all nations stands in the middle of the world in front of the cross. She enters this time as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. She will pass into Marian history under this title. The new and last dogma in Marian history will be the dogma of the co-redemptrix and mediatrix. Now I stand as advocate in these anxious times. All of you, whoever or whatever you may be, ask that the Holy Spirit of truth may descend. You shall beg this of the Father and the Son. The Blessed Trinity will reign over the world again. The Lady stands here as the advocate. It is the Creator we are concerned with and not the Lady. Tell your theologians. Ask them to send this prayer over the world, and the Lady will give them the ability and the strength to carry it through. Now the Lady points to the globe saying, I will let you see what is going to happen. It is by dint of terrible strife and calamity that the world, with all those who have turned away from the Blessed Trinity, will come back to the Church. Therefore, I repeat again, Rome, seize your opportunity. Be big-hearted and let love rule your actions. Love can save this chaotic world. And then Our Lady speaks specifics about Russia, about China. She speaks about America, about Europe, and all these ways by which we have to be concerned about the future. Again, back in 1951. So, why is it so important that we respond? There's no question she's asking us, you and me, right now, 55 plus years later, to respond. There's two ways we can respond. Number one, we pray the prayer. We pray the prayer of the Lady of all nations. Number two, we petition the Holy Father. We petition Pope Benedict for the fifth Marian dogma. And we're going to read in the upcoming message of May 31st, 1954, that Our Lady repeatedly asks, petition the Holy Father for this dogma. And remember, this combination, this remarkable 1-2 punch of prayer and action means that we do our part to bring forward Marian history. I will be honored to be able to tell my children's children that I had the grace to send in my petition for the fifth Marian dogma, that I had the grace to pray daily the prayer for the fifth Marian dogma, so that Our Lady could be crowned as a remedy for the world. My friends, keep in mind, this is not something just for the theologians. This is not something for just clergy. This is for you and me to serve as intercessory remedies to Our Lady, the ultimate remedy for the woes the world faces today. So, with reality of the woes, but with complete confidence in hope and remedy, let's do our two parts. Let's pray that prayer to the Lady of all nations. Let's take the time to send in our personal petition to Pope Benedict for the Fifth Marian Dogma, an address you can get by going to fifthmariandogma.com. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli for MaryCast. God bless you.